It means Krishna conscious movement is coming. That's what in the preface of Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada writes. People say, I established the movement. No. Krishna is the original father of this movement. So, the first Manu was given direct knowledge by Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada is writing, in this way, the propagation of Krishna consciousness never is stopped. No one should think that this Krishna consciousness movement is new movement. It's not new movement. This is our preaching application. This is not new movement. Not new. Coming from the Manu, Swayambhu Manu. And this is seventh Manu now. So it's passing down from one Manu to other Manu. Then Srila Prabhupada is writing, there may be a differences of opinion, but all are preaching the same bhakti. And then Srila Prabhupada is speaking something. We can see that under the instruction of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj began preaching Krishna conscious movement in an organized way within the past 100 years. The disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj are all God brothers. And although there are some differences of opinion, and although we are not acting conjointly, every one of us is spreading this Krishna conscious movement according to his own capacity and producing many disciples to spread it all over the world. As far as we are concerned, Srila Prabhupada is speaking about himself, we have already started this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and many, many thousands of European and American have joined this movement. Indeed, it is spreading like a wild fire. And then, by this method of the bhakti, it will never be stopped. It will go on without distinction of caste, creed, color and country. No one can check it. So this is another purpose Srila Prabhupada is writing. There may be difference among God brothers, but the purpose is same. So, taking this allegory, Srila Prabhupada is really strongly preaching in all these purports. And then the word bhokshate. Bhokshate means protection. Just king protect the citizen. Similarly, devotee protect the people from falling down. Devotional service will protect to all people of the world. The people of the world are very much harassed by the so-called religious principled swamis, yogis, karmis and jnanis. But none of these can show the right way to become elevated to the spiritual platform. They are primarily four parties spreading devotional service. These are the four sampradayas. And then Srila Prabhupada write the name, Ramanuj, Madhva, Vishnu Swami and Nimbarka. And then Srila Prabhupada separate Madhva Gaudiya is started by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The movement is protecting the people from the pseudo avatars, swamis, yogis and others. Is it okay? Verse 32. Agastya Muni, now coming how the devotion act. The great sage named Agastya married the firstborn daughter of Malyadhvaj, which means Asitakshani, Bhakti. The avowed devotee of Lord Krishna, the daughter, means daughter was a devotee of Krishna. From her one son was born, whose name was Dridha Achyuta. And from Dridha Achyuta was born another son, and his name was Idam Avah. No, I'm just giving you a little hint. I'm using two words and you tell me. There is Sumaranatmak Bhakti and Mananatmak Bhakti. Sumaranatmak Bhakti and Mananatmak Bhakti. So, with what we do Sumaranatmak Bhakti and with what we do Mananatmak Bhakti. That means which part of which sense we use for Sumaranatmak Bhakti and which sense we use for Mananatmak Bhakti. Have you ever read these words? Have you ever come across these words? Mananatmak Bhakti, Sumaranatmak Bhakti, Sumaranatmak, Mananatmak, and then the third one is Seva Rupa.
Smarana would be intelligence for this. Smaranatmak Bhakti, Smaranatmak to remember intelligence.
This is the commentary of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur on the verse 12th chapter Bhagavad Gita. Which verse? Shriyohi jnanam abhyasat jnanat dhyanam shirte dhyanat karam phal tyagas tyagas shantir anantram. This verse is very complicated verse of Bhagavad Gita. And only Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary actually opened the secret. Because this chapter is bhakti, so there should be only bhakti, nothing else. So no karma can be in this bhakti, no karma paltyag, no jnana. So everything is bhakti.
If you cannot do that, you do that. If you cannot do that, you do that.
What?
There is many
options. But option only of bhakti is not karma or jnana in this. Since chapter is bhakti, why there should be karma and jnana? Everything should be bhakti. That is his logic. Why there should be karma and bhakti in logic, or karma and jnana in logic, bhakti chapter. They have a separate chapter. So he described that the first verse, maye man adhasva may buddhim niveshaya. Maye man adhasva may buddhim niveshaya. So maye man adhasva is Sumaranatmak Bhakti. Is Sumaranatmak Bhakti. And mai buddhim niveshaya is Mananatmak Bhakti. Now this is a trick here. So mind when accept bhakti, that is Mananatmak, when the intelligence, you can be convinced. In intelligence you can be convinced, manan, you can accept. But you will not start Sumran until unless you are really, your mind accept. So it's just opposite. Usually we think mind will do Mananatmak and intelligence will do Sumranatmak. But he said no. Intelligence can accept something. But then he may not do. There are very intelligent person. You can convince them about bhakti, but they will not practice bhakti. But when mind accept bhakti, then actually Sumaran starts. So it's very difficult for the mind to accept bhakti. So Sumaranatmak Bhakti is function of mind. Maye man adhastva is the first. Then mai buddhi niveshya is Mananatmak Bhakti. So then he describe all these things. Everything is bhakti, nothing is in karma or jnana in this. So there is a very interesting subject, it can be discussed separately, but what I am trying to say here, when mind accepts bhakti, this is the point. It means there is the highest goal. So it says here, the cult of bhakti, Bhakti Lata, is the first daughter of the Malya Dvaja, and as previously described, okay, Krishna, his name is Krishna Asita Kakshani. It's not bhakti for nothing, nobody else, only for Krishna, okay? Then Srila Prabhupada discussing something about Mayavad. That is bogus. Therefore, Bhakti Lata is Dhrid Vrta. The great woe. And no, but never false. And when man is completely engaged in devotional service, it means Sumaranatmika. Man is fully engaged, completely engaged in devotion, which means Sumaranatmik Bhakti. Mind does not fall, Achyuta. So Dhrida Achyuta. The son of the Bhakti is Dhrida Achyuta. It means one whose mind controls the senses and accept the Bhakti, then one will have fixed, unfalling position in the devotion. While the jnanis, yogis, karmis, they fall, but he never fall. So this is the meaning of Dhrida Achyuta. And the next word is, and his son is Idam Aha. Idam Aha means, Idam means firewood, Aha means carrier. So the disciple carries the firewood and go to the spiritual master to accept him. And then they quote, then the verse is quoted here. Can you see the verse? Is verse quoted here full? No. Well, here is a verse quoted by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, where Idam Ha word is. Which verse we are in? 32. Okay, 32. So the verse is like this. Tada vijnanam artham sagurun eva bhigacheta. This much we know. Now the next line is simitta pani hi. Simitta pani. Pani means hand. Simit means wood. Carrying the wood, which means idimaha. Simitta pani hi shrotriyam brahma neshtiyam. So these are the two qualifications of a spiritual master. That he has heard and he is fixed in Brahma. He has heard Vedas from the spiritual master and he is fixed in the Brahma. So this is the disciple, okay, from Mundaka Upanishad. Is it okay? So it means this point, that the bhakti lata, the cult of devotion, fixes one in the spiritual position, and one so fixed never fall down, and he begets children who are strict followers of the shastric injection. And this is the verse, you know, his verse is right here, okay? It means they follow the parampara. Idam-i means following parampara. Idam-i is following parampara. It's okay? There are very philosophical good points in all these verses. Verse 33. After this, after means getting his daughter married, sons giving the land, so he's free now. So he should go for one prastha. So, after this, the great saintly king Malyadhwaj divided his entire kingdom among the sons. Then in order to worship Lord Krishna with full attention, he went to the solitary place known as Kulachal. So, Kulachal, and the word is exactly Krishnam. Ah, arira dveshu Krishnam means arira. Arira means aranam, means worship. Worshiping of Krishna. The word is exactly Krishna in Sanskrit. Is okay? Where he went? Kulachalam. It's Kulachalam. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes Kulachalam, he went to the, departed for Kulachalam. He has given the meaning of Kulachalam in one of the purport, which means in South India, this where there is a Venkatesh temple. What is the hill's name? Kulachalam means not Sri Rangam, this is Tirupati. The name of the hill is, this is right here somewhere. Venkata. This place giving bhakti to Venkat Hill. This word is dividing the earth means after dividing up the types of bhakti. Dividing earth means dividing the type of bhakti, Sharvan, Manan, Sumaranam. That's what Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur writes. And Kulachalam means the place for concentration. A place giving bhakti or a Venkat Hill. So Kulachalam is a Venkat Hill is called Kulachalam. In South India, this is the place called Kulachalam. Is it okay? So he gave the different limbs of the bhakti for preaching to the different sons. Now Srila Prabhupada's purpose. So Malaya Dasya Mahabhagavat, he gave bhakti cult, Sarvanam Vishnu, so he gave to the seven process of bhakti to his sons. Actually, the entire world should be divided among these such disciples. Everyone should be engaged in preaching the cult of Krishna consciousness. In other words, when the disciples are grown up, this is Prabhupada's mood, and this should be actually put in all temples that everybody should read. And it's a very important Prabhupada's instruction. In other words, when the disciples are grown up and are able to preach, the spiritual masters should retire, which nobody wants to. No? But should retire. Prabhupada used to say, please, you take the management, you preach, leave me alone to write books. So should retire, what he should do there? He should retire and sit down in solitary place to write and execute Niranjan Bhajan. Niranjan means a place where nobody is there. Means nobody to disturb. Niranjan Bhajan. Nirjan Bhajan is called Niranjan. Jan, a place where there is no other living entity. Niranjan. So what actually all our Goswamis came here. They retired and they came here and they wrote books. So Niranjan Bhajan means completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada was doing Niranjan Bhajan. So Bhaktisiddhanta was doing Niranjan Bhajan. And then he said, my both spiritual masters, Gaurakishore Das Babaji and Bhakti Vinod Thakur, wanted to me preach this cult of bhakti. How can I preach? I don't have disciples, I don't have followers, I don't have money. So he was alone, nobody else, just following strict woes. And so much he was strict in his sadhana that Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj has to say, in my Prabhu, the vairagya of Rup Sanatan has appeared. Bhakti, Gaurakishore Das Babaji used to say, in my Prabhu, Bhakti Siddhanta, vairagya means renunciation of Rupa Sanatan has appeared. And then one day in the night he saw Panchatattva appearing, six Goswamis appearing, and then Bhakti Vinod and Gaurakishore Das Babaji is appearing in his dream and telling that you get out, start preaching, unlimited followers and a mass, uncountable Lakshmi is waiting. And then he came out from this his Nirjan Bhajan, and then he started this organized Gauriya Vaishnava preaching. Yes. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada was doing Nirjan Bhajan in Radha, this Radha Damodar, writing his books and doing Nirjan Bhajan. Then was praying, how can I do a Rupa Goswami to the Rupa Goswami? And he was inspired by Rupa Goswami to take this risk and go and preach. So this is what the spiritual master should do. And then Srila Prabhupada writes, this means sitting silently. Nirjan means solitary, in a solitary place, and executing devotional service. This Nirjan Bhajan, which is a silent worship of the Supreme Lord, is not possible for neophyte. Again, Srila Prabhupada is immediately warning. And then he is quoting his spiritual master, that so many neophytes, they make a show of Nirjan Bhajan, but they are not actually at that level. Dushta mana tumi keshera vaishnava pratishtha rehtare nirajane ghare tava hari nama kevala kaitava. You are chanting in a solitary place. This is all cheating. So it's not real. It is a very highly elevated Vaishnava. This next important part is next part. Following the example of the devotees. Only when one is mature, he can sit in a solitary place and retire from preaching all over the world. Following this example, the devotees of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness now render service as preacher in various parts of the world. Prabhupada is giving order. Now they can allow the spiritual master to retire from active preaching work. He is telling about himself. Now they can allow the spiritual master. In the last stage of a spiritual master's life, the devotees of the spiritual master should take preaching activities into their own hands. It means he is giving order in this purport that they should carry out this parampara. It's not that there should be a ritvik parampara. This very purport is refuting the idea of ritvik. He has given order, right, written order in this purport, that they should carry out all the activities in their own hand. Can you see this purport? Is it written order? In this way, the spiritual master can sit down in the solitary place and render Nirjan Bhajan. Even when he is alive, they should take responsibility. Well, this is very important purport actually for the movement. If they follow this, only I can see few, 1, 2, 3 are doing like that, not accepting money, so they are just writing books, living peacefully, no disturbance like that, and they want the disciple to preach, but the most are not really reading this purport. They read this purport, the spread movement will spread 10 times more faster, because each guru has at least more than 100 good disciples. They will go in 100 places. They will multiply 100 times. There is a need.
So actually, retiring is not at the end of life. It was the beginning of their preaching work for Srila Bhaktisiddhanta and for Prabhupada. They retired before and then they went out.
And then they never retired before, they prepared before, then they stable, and then they give the all facilities to the disciple to take on, and then they sit down and now write books and do something. What they have experienced, they will carry with them, they will not give to anybody. I know some of the senior sannyasis now writing some books which they have a personal experience with Srila Prabhupada, because otherwise we will not get many things. If they continue like this and carry everything with them, then many things we will be ignorant of getting from them. So that's most important, that they should take this responsibility. But it's very important purport, very important purport. I think, I don't know who will read this and when they will read, but this is most important for the movement, for to grow. Next verse. Just as the moonshine follow the moon at night, Immediately after King Malyadhwaj departed for Kulachal, his devoted wife, whose eyes were very, very enchanting, followed him, giving up all homely happiness despite family and children. So, just as in the Vanaprastha, this is the Vanaprastha stage, the wife follows the husband. Similarly, when the spiritual master retired from Niranjan Bhajan, some of his advanced devotees follow him and engage in his personal service. What actually it means? You don't need any personal service. It means he will impart to them all the experience and realization of the life. So they should follow him. In other words, those who are very fond of family life should come forward in the service of the spiritual master and abandon all so-called happiness afforded by the society and friendship and love. A verse in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, only one can be satisfied when Yashya Prasada Bhagavat Prasada. And then there's a purport on one word, Madri Akshani. Madri Akshani, generally Modri Akshani, Madra is called actually wine. Madri Akshani is here, Vedrabhi is called Madri Akshani. What it actually means, when the devotee look at the beautiful deity of the Lord, he is intoxicated and his eyes become as if he is intoxicated. So Srila Jiva Goswami writes, Madira means intoxication. If one's eyes become intoxicated upon seeing the deity, he may be called Madirakshana. Queen Vedrabhi's eyes were very enchanting. Well, this is Jiva Goswami, right? He's Madirakshani. Okay? If then Srila Prabhupada is really giving a good statement, and you look, when the people are looking at the deities, you find out. What is this? Unless one is an advanced devotee, he cannot fix his eyes on the deity in the temple. So when he sees, you see, he's just completely intoxicated, fixed there. It's not easy. All right. Two more verses. In the province of Kulachal, there were rivers named Chandra Varsa, Tamar Pani, Tamar Parani, and Vitodaka. King Malyadhwaj used to go to these pious rivers regularly and take his bath there. Thus he purified himself externally and internally. He took his bath and ate bulb. This purport is for me. I wrote this purport is for me. Me, teacher. Especially me. He should eat only bulbs, seeds, leaves, flowers, roots, fruits and grasses and drunk water. In this way he underwent severe austerities. Eventually he became very skinny. Okay. We can definitely see that to advance in Krishna consciousness, one must control his bodily weight. If one becomes too fat, it is to be assumed that he is not advancing spiritually. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur severely criticizes his fat disciples. One should instead Eat only prasad and no more than required. According to the Vaishnava calendar, there are fast, ekadashi, appearance, disappearance day. All of these are meant to decrease fate within the body so that one will not sleep more than desired and will not become inactive and lazy. Overindulgence in food will cause a man to sleep more than required. This human form of life is meant for austerity. And the austerity means controlling sex, food intake, etc. In this way, one can save from the one can be saved for spiritual activity. And he can purify inside and outside. Both body and mind can be cleansed. So this is purpose is for me, not for you. Is it okay? This is purpose for me. No, that's all right, but what it says, he should be simply eating natural things. The other purpose says he should be eating only uncooked things when he's a sadhu, I think somewhere else. That time, not now. this is a mind, tricky mind. The tricky mind. So this is somewhere, it's uncooked things, nothing cooking for the sadhu. Verse 37. Well, this verse is simply, through austerity, King Malyadhwaj's body and mind gradually become equal in the dualities of the cold, heat, happiness and distress, wind and rain, hunger and thirst, the pleasant and the unpleasant. In this way, he conquered the relativities, means dualities. Which verse of the Bhagavad Gita Srila Prabhupada is quoted here? Third line in Bhagavad Gita. Can somebody quote this verse? Matras prashastu ponte sidhachana sukha dukkada agma payano nityas tansa titikshva bharata. Because the word is tolerance, titikshva. Is okay? This is the verse Srila Prabhupada is quoted. Which was the second chapter? Maybe 12? 14? 14, okay. Now in this Asrita Prabhupada, this is not difficult, it is not easy. What is written here, it cannot be done now. This is for us. See now here. The common man has to undergo such austerity to become equipoise before dualities. One who become agitated... Okay, this is Kulachal taking bath. This is all normal. Go to the next page. And eating only vegetables like stem, root, seed, flower and leaves. Avoiding any cooked food or grains. This is raw eaters in Russia. Everywhere where I go sometimes they are raw eaters. They don't still.
Yeah, it's based up today.
Yeah.
Indeed,
it is almost impossible. Now Srila Prabhupada is writing, this is, indeed it is almost impossible. If one is even advised to give up meat eating, this is they are not able to give up what to speak of becoming humble. Now Srila Prabhupada is writing, such act of renunciation are not possible in this age, therefore Lord Krishna has advised us to accept the Bhakti Yoga process. Bhakti Yoga will automatically liberate a person from the dualities of the life. And then Srila Prabhupada quotes, Maam chave bhicharena bhakti yogena sevate se gunan samatitana brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Okay? Verse 38. And the last part, if somebody fall down, there's no problem. He will again get the chance. 38. By worshipping, executing austerities and following the regularity principle, King Malyadhwaj conquered his senses, his life and his consciousness. Senses and life means prana. Okay? Tapasa vidyaha pakva shayayo nyamyaira yamaihi yujyahi brahmane atmanam vijat aksha alisha vijat vijaktaksha vijaktakshni lashayanah. Aksha, senses, anila, life, and asya, consciousness. So he conquered all these things. Thus he fixed everything on the central point of the Supreme Brahm, Krishna. So the word Brahm in this verse is not impersonal Brahman. Which Brahm is? Now Srila Prabhupada is quoting this verse from Bhagavad Gita to qualify Brahm. Bahunam janmanamante, jnanvan mam prapadyante, vasudev sarvamiti sa mahatma sa durlabha. So what is the meaning of Vasudev? Vasudev sarvamiti means Vasudev expand everywhere as impersonal Brahm. So this is the meaning of this Brahm. It's okay. What is the meaning of the Brahm in verse 38? Vasudev sarvamiti. Why? The reason is given because he was doing meditation. So how can he meditate on impersonal? And then Srila Prabhupada immediately quote the verse 5 from the 12th chapter, Klesho Adhiktar. It's not possible. So Brahm means Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev. Verse 39. In this way, he stayed immovable in one place for 100 years by the calculation of demigod. After this time, he developed pure devotional attraction for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and remained fixed in that position. Again, Srila Prabhupada is quoting, Bahunam Janmanam. It means so much life means many lifetimes. So Srila Prabhupada is giving information that one day of the demigod is equal to 6 months of the human being. And day and night is equal to 1 year. So one day in heaven is equal to 6 months here. So by that calculation, there was so long time. It means many births. It means many births, that is here said. To live on the earth for so many years, one has to take many births. Can you see this line in the purport? This confirms the conclusion of Krishna. This confirms the conclusion of Krishna. On this page, from below, it is line 5. Huh? So this confirms the conclusion, okay? Verse 40. What is his realization? King Malyadhvaja means Mahabhagavat devotee attained perfect knowledge by being able to distinguish the super soul from the individual soul. The individual soul is localized, whereas the super soul is all pervasive. He became perfect in knowledge that the material body is not the soul, but that the soul is the witness of the material body. Now the conditioned soul is often frustrated. The conditioned soul is often frustrated in trying to understand the distinction between the material body, super soul, and individual soul. There are two types of Mayavadis. Srila Prabhupada is classifying two types of Mayavadis. One is Buddhist and other is impersonalist. Shankara, follower of Shankara. He's just giving the name. Follower of Buddha and follower of Shankara. One is Shunyavad and one other is Nirvisheshvad. And then Srila Prabhupada just giving the information from Bhagavad Gita, Kshetra Kshetra Gye. So this says definitely there is a difference between the soul, super soul and body. So this is very simple, these three things are separate. So realization, this is actually called in a Vedic language, Jiva Jagat Jagdish. Jiva Jagat Jagdish. So when we understand three things, it means somebody knows the Vedic knowledge. Jiva means living entity, Jagat means material world, and Jagdish means Supreme Lord, the controller of the world. Jiva, Jagat, Jagdish. This is called Tattva Treya. tattva triya, three tattva. Verse 41. So in verse 40, is there one word, rati, somewhere? Momentarily realizing the Lord examining all things and internally well fainted is like dream, those witness in internal reflection. This verse 30 has a little different meaning by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Rati means in verse 39. Can you see the rati in verse 39? So rati means actually, what is the rati? It's a love of God. Rati is attachment. So by such remembrance of bhakti, continues rati for the Lord. For the Lord appeared, means Lord appears there in his heart. So there's a verse 40 is a different, little different commentary by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. I am just reading the commentary of the verse 40, okay? By that rati, which means in verse 39 there is a rati, Lord appear everywhere. He realized with one, the Lord as a form suddenly appearing in all direction. Vyapaktya. Because of appearance of rati, he realized the Lord within himself separately. By the fire of eagerness for prem, he fainted. Virarama. The separation was not fully relieved by this sudden appearance of the Lord arising from the intense separation. An example is given. It was just like knowing something in the dream. The hunger of the person is not relieved by eating food in the dream. What is the proof for such appearance of the Lord? The function of antahkarana, which means mind, intelligence and ego, called reflection, is the witness. So antahkarana is witness. Antahkarana means he has seen inside through his mind. So that is a witness. Not the person with an eye. It's not that some person saw, but he saw within himself. Because the pain of separation does not disappear by the functioning of the antahkarana with internal vision. He also realized the Lord also had appeared in his vision directly with his eyes. So not only he saw the Lord inside, but he saw Lord outside. So Srila Bhakti Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has more like stages of bhakti. Rati, stage of rati he reached. Srila Prabhupada is more like a preaching here, to know all these three things separately. But actually what it means, when sun rises, then we see ourselves, we see the world, and we also see the sun. So when God appears, then we see the soul, ourselves, and the world, and the Lord. So it is by the mercy of appearance of the Lord, three things are visible, not by eyes, but appearance of the Lord. As sun arises, we see ourselves, we see the world, and we see the sun. So when Lord become merciful, we see the ourselves, we see the world, and we see the Lord. So that is the meaning. Okay, verse 41. In this way, King Malyadhwaj attained perfect knowledge, because in his pure state, he was directly instructed by the Supreme Lord. Directly, Bhagavato, Sakshad, Bhagavata, Uktena. Bhagavat Uktena. Shakshad Bhagavat Uktena means directly instructed by God. Very heavy word. By means of such enlightening transcendental knowledge, he could understand everything from all angles of vision. Srila Prabhupada was once interviewed by a newspaper reporter. And because he did the study about Prabhupada, and he asked the question, Swamiji, how come you wrote all these books in so short time and in so advanced age? Prabhupada did not answer. He did not answer. He was quiet. But enthusiastic, his disciple, he said, he was inspired by God. When reporter heard he was inspired by God, it means he's like Musa. Because Musa is only in the history who was inspired by God. It's a very high level. This is Hazrat Musa in a different system. They call Musa was inspired by God. So he was really very astonished, and then he asked, Swamiji, is your disciple right? He said, Prabhupada said, no. I'm not inspired by God. God dictated me. He said, God dictated. This is dictation. I am directly instructed. I am directly dictated by God. So Srila Prabhupada read all these, then he understood that what it means. So it's not that Srila Prabhupada said on his own this thing. Same thing is told by Baldeva Vidya Bhushan, when he was writing the commentary on Vedanta Sutra, he said, Govinda Bhashya, Govinda has dictated me. I am writing what Govindev is dictating me. Like so much so that when Jayadev was writing Gita Govinda, Lord came himself and actually, what to speak, dictated, he wrote something. So that is the level. This is the level. Now Srila Prabhupada's purport. In the beginning, when the devotee is serious and sincere, the Lord gives him direction from within to approach bona fide spiritual master. When one is trained by the spiritual master according to the regulatory principle of devotional service and situated at the platform of his spontaneous attachment, which means raga, for the Lord, raga bhakti is not anuga. Prabhupada is not right, anuga, raga bhakti. The Lord also gives instruction from within. Tesham sat yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. This distinct advantage is obtained by a liberated soul only. So only liberated soul could get this type of instruction, not everybody. But devotee does not have anything separate. At that time he sees everything in the Supreme Lord Personality Godhead. And Supreme Personality Godhead and everything. Having attained this stage of understanding, he sees no distinction between the spiritual and material world. In perfect vision, the material world becomes the spiritual world due to its being external energy of the Lord, because it is Lord's. He knows there is no difference between the energy and energetic. The so-called material world becomes spiritual. Now this is the another angle of vision by Srila Prabhupada. Sarvam khalva idam brahm. Mayavadi says sarva khalam idam brahm. And also, the Mahabhagavat sees all material world is spiritual because of the energy of the Supreme Lord. One cannot serve the Lord without being situated on a spiritual platform actually. He has no separate interest. Yeah, by verse 44. The daughter of the king Vidarbha accepted husband all in all, which means Malyadhaj by Vedarbhi, as a supreme. She gave up all sensual enjoyment in a complete renunciation, followed the principle of her husband, who was so advanced. Thus she remained engaged in her service. Now, These verses are speaking about the Vedarbhi, who was Puranjan in the last life. And verse 41 and 42, just we discussed, Sakshat Bhagavat, alright? Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur writes, then Prem arose, from Rati Prem arose. So he said this is the stage of Prem. Verse 40 and 41 and 42. 41 and 42. As it has already been said, Vasudeva Bhagavati na anyad vedo vaham ratim. He saw only that he had rati for Vasudeva. The Lord also says, ye yathamam prapadyante. At that moment, giving up that vision because of the fainting in bliss, he lost interest in grass and subtle covering. So he became completely free. But those who favor the regal aspect of the Lord, means Aishwarya, explain of the Jiva. Secondly, the Lord within is similar to realizing in deep sleep. That there is only the Atma, for one says, I slept soundly. In the deep sleep state, there is a realization of only the Atma separate from the body. How does this knowledge arise? It arises from the Lord, who is the witness. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayanti te. So now first he realized Supreme Lord in a dream. Then he went to the deep sleep. And then he realized that he is not body, but he is a soul. I was so quietly sleeping. It means I was not body. So what this is actually speaking is, in a Vedic terminology, they said, Swapan, Sashupati, and Jagrat. Means wakefulness, dreaming, and cheating the demon. Other interpret these verses differently. The devotees do not accept those interpretations. So what Chakravarti Thakur is writing, the other people had described these verses like soul is same with the super soul, he is a witness. But then he said, Lord is like Mohini Murti. He only give nectar to the devotees, and to the demons he give nothing. So devotees can understand differently. They are describing the serving of a disciple to the guru until attain perfection. The service of a disciple till perfection. So, verse 33 we have done?
Yes.
Huh?
I have a question.
Yes.
This also gives the impression that a disciple can still serve a guru who is not yet perfected, because Maladhvaj is also practicing and he is.
To act according to rules and regulation to set example. This is what in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu we say. As long as this body is there, though he may be completely perfect and pure with love of God, but he has to act in a organized way of regulation to be exemplary. Even if he is at that level. So that will be more applicable to him. Because from the beginning they are saying he is a Mahabhagavat. Yeah. But he is teaching by his example.
But Prabhupada's question is that this is okay. What the book is saying is okay. But in real life, if there is a situation where the spiritual master has not reached perfections, still can one follow?
Yeah, that's a Madhyama Adhikari can be accepted as a spiritual master.
Exactly, that's the point.
Yeah, that's also there. He's also progressing.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, now almost 40 years we are seeing the movement. We are seeing, actually we are seeing the senior disciples, how they are progressing. We are also observing and witnessing everything. I mean, this is the time they become guru, and now they are almost every year they are guru. So we can see they are also really advancing and maturing. There's no doubt about that. They may be perfect from the beginning, but still they are showing these stages for the other people to understand.
And also the guru would be Madhyam Adhikari, but he has the protect power from Prabhupada. So that is in itself sufficient.
As long as he is in, he is fixed in the teaching of his spiritual master, the spiritual master will protect him. I think these four verses we will do next. These four verses, because there is a lot of purport in all these four verses.
Small for the
title. Huh?
No.
Small. 43, 44 has a big purport about one person. 45 has a very small purport. 6-7 has very small purpose, nothing. Anyway, one class we need to finish it. This goes till 50 and then 15 verses more. So next,
Tuesdays.
On Tuesday evening we will finish this chapter. And then whenever we have time we will finish the next chapter.
Prabhuji, on Wednesday we have only one class in the evening.
Yes.
But if you are free in the morning, then
I don't think I am free on Wednesday, because then my classes will continue.
Wednesday or Thursday, you cannot do one class less.
If Thursday, again we have one class only Thursday.
Because there is one class there.
So, okay.
I have to finish there, still Bhav Bhakti, Prem Bhakti. At least I need four classes there. I don't know how many are left, I will see. Hare Krishna, thank you.